Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam. It's Greg. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Hey, do me a favor before we get going.
Yeah.
Wish me happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Want to let you know about, you're looking at me funny.
Yeah. Well, I wish you happy birthday.
Because yesterday was my birthday.
Yes, yesterday was your birthday?
Yeah. You didn't know that, huh?
No, man. I thought your birthday was later on, toward the end of the month.
No, man. It was yesterday.
No.
Yeah, me and Tyler Perry.
You would mention Tyler Perry.
Yeah. I'm hoping for an exit ramp, too, to my house like him. Yeah, I can't.
What have you done to celebrate your birthday,
I went
man?
To Herb's Rib Shack. And we're gonna get together. We're gonna do something tonight.
Where's that Herb's?
Man, I'm gonna tell you what. It's right on Windy Hill. You didn't think you can get something outside the perimeter? Right there on Windy Hill. If you start going west from 75, or if you think of Cobb Parkway, about a mile east from Cobb Parkway, like you're heading to 75, and it's the brothers out there cooking in a big pit. In fact, the guy who's out there cooking is from St. Croix. And they out there hanging, and you know it's right there on the curb. That's the best barbecue.
What's the name of it again?
It's called Herb's Rib Shack. I didn't get nothing free. I'm not getting a thing for this. But I went and got some of that and brought it home, and I had some fixings at the house. Because I knew we had to get up this morning, so I didn't do anything last night to, big whoop-de-doo. Plus, I had to watch some games. So we had a nice dinner with Jesse.
When are you going
to
celebrate? With Jesse.
Yeah, with Jesse.
Jesse makes the party. Jesse makes the party, folks. Let me tell you, it's not a party until Jesse shows up.
Jesse showed up, and Jesse was there, my newly adopted white 30-pound pit bull who loves everybody. Anyway, but, Tracy and I, we sat out and had that. But tonight, I'm going to have, some stuff because I be here tomorrow. But, yeah, yesterday was the birthday.
Man.
Yeah.
And I'm up in Kalamazoo.
I know you were, but I didn't want to make a big deal about it because we old. So I want to thank the folks at Herb's Rib Shack.
That's what you're supposed to make a deal about it. Not everybody gets to be old, man. What do you think? What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, that's what it was. I knew you didn't know, and I didn't want to make a big deal about it. So there
man,
you go.
No.
But I had me some Herb's Rib Shack, and I'm telling you, I love the place. Love it. And get something to go. And the parking lot is always full. And you don't eat in there. Yeah. And again, they're right there in the parking lot cooking stuff, man.
There are a couple of places around that part of town that are like that.
Yeah, you got to do it like that, man.
You're going to stand up and eat them or you're going to take them with you.
And they give you a free pick. Hey, listen, I got an idea. For everybody who's heading out to Mercedes-Benz Stadium tonight for the game, if you're coming from Cobb County, stop by there. Tell them Greg sent you. Tell them Sam and Greg from 92.9 The Game sent you. Get yourself half slab, get yourself the fixes. They got the usual fixes, but they do it upright. And take it over to Mercedes-Benz for your tailgate.
Wow.
Because we're going to be out there, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I would imagine people are packing up their food now.
Right.
Getting their day together. It's like race day, right, out at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Right.
If you ain't out there camping already, you're thinking about your menu for tonight.
That's it.
So for those of you getting out to the stadium, first of all, I want to let you know about the Wade Ford Show. Of course, 8 o'clock kickoff. So that'll start at 4:30 today with Andy Bunker and Hugh Douglas. You can hear that right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And if you can't get yourself by a TV tonight, Falcons and Eagles pregame at 6:20, kickoff at 8:20. You can hear the game. You can hear the entire broadcast right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Pregame with Paul Crane and Harry Douglas. We will have the pregame as we count down to the kickoff tonight of the home opener against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Do you know what else happened on my birthday?
What has happened on your
birthday? The Star-Spangled Banner was written.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
No.
If you remember back when Janet Jackson had that song Rhythm Nation, and she wore that baseball hat 1814, that was the year it was written, but it was September 14th. I am so full of so insignificant information. And lastly, bringing it back to sports, it's the only day that a father and son hit a home run in a Major League Baseball game.
Really?
Yep. That was the day that Griffey Jr. and Sr. hit a home run. September 14th.
Man.
There you go. I wish I had the bell ding, ding, ding. We give out information here. Is it, in his sleep, in the quiet moments when he's with maybe his clergy person? Does Dan Quinn really think about this could be the end of it all as the conversation has been swirling if he doesn't have the year that this Falcons team is projected to have? Because that's what's been talked about this past week. Dan Quinn is feeling the heat. Right?
Yeah.
Do you believe so? Because I don't believe so.
I don't believe he is right now. I think, like I said, early in our show, it's early for this team. And I think he believes he has the pieces in place to do something, you know, to achieve the goal for this team, which is to get back to the playoffs and to be a championship contender at the end of the season. I think he has the pieces there. I think what we saw last week is a team that just hadn't spent much time playing together on the field as a unit in games. And I think that's what a lot of teams around the league, we saw a lot of teams around the league that played sloppy in the first game. I think the very first game of the season, the Bears and Packers was a very well played game.
Yeah, and this is a byproduct of stars sitting out the preseason. So let me ask you this.
Well, not just stars, but sometimes just whole units. That offensive unit got, you know, didn't get a lot of time together in games. And so, I mean, I think a lot of that was reflected last week. And I think this week you're going to see a better representation of what the team, or what this team could be.
Moving forward, when you talk, all right, if you subscribe to this theory, the conversation around the NFL was the NFC South was one of, if not the toughest division in football. Agreed?
Yep.
Having said that, can you afford, now that you've seen how this year's played, because this is probably the first year I can remember where a majority of teams sat out, as you said, you know, squads and skill position players and players that would normally at least play one game during the preseason that didn't play. And people are using that as an excuse for the rust they see in that first game.
Yeah.
So I'm saying to you, when you look at, say, Cam Newton didn't get dinged up in the preseason. Say we believe this was the year that Jameis Winston was going to be, what's a good word to use attached to him? Normal.
Okay. Normal.
Well, whatever negative word you use, you know, flip that. Okay, so from top to bottom.
You fulfill his potential.
Okay, this is why you got the awards.
No, fulfill his potential.
This is why.
That's all.
If you believe that to be the case, and you know that you can't afford to miss, you can't have a hiccup in one game, much like college football.
Right.
Do you not do that anymore moving forward? Do you hold these superstars and say, listen, I remember last year when you sat out, and I'll just use one guy's name who, you know, sat out the entire season, was waiting for a contract, and we understand that. Julio.
Yeah.
We want you to play at least one game. Play at least game three next year. Or whatever defensive player. I'm not talking about somebody coming back from injury who needed that time off. I'm talking about somebody who's fit, who just feels like, I don't need to get in there and play. Does that thinking change moving forward?
I mean, that's the big question for all NFL teams.
Going forward.
Ours included, because we know how important it is. And as I always tell people, okay, you want to play preseason game, but just remember, nobody buys a ticket to see a man on crutches.
Yeah.
Nobody buys a ticket to see a man standing on the sideline. They buy tickets to see the man play. So, I mean, it is a business. And so a lot of it is a business decision. Somewhere in the middle, you got to meet. You want to preserve players. You want to have them healthy to play, because that's who people are putting down their money to come and see. And these are the guys who give you the best chance for success. On the other hand, you want the team to go out and reflect that these guys are not just out there practicing at Flowery Branch, but that they're getting in some game time situations and ready to respond that way and perform that way. I think that's what people expect.
Fair or not, one of the things that has been talked about when comments have been made this past week about Coach Dan Quinn and feeling the heat, and they want to put it on what might be coming from upstairs, and that's owner Arthur Blank, who had a soccer team who in its second year got the hardware.
Yeah.
And these guys haven't got anything, and they've been hanging around here since 1966. Now, this is Coach Quinn's fifth year.
Right.
So it's not fair to compare it, you know, in totality.
Compare that to Atlanta United. That's a whole different thing.
When you look at this team, in other words, if they have everything they have with no results 5 years from now, does Freddie Kitchens continue to coach the Cleveland Browns?
Well, that wasn't a great start we saw last week.
No, it isn't. And that's a team who's talked about, much like the Falcons, having all these weapons. And nobody showed up last week. And they got slapped around. So, again, I'm just wondering. This is the thing we do in the beginning of the season. Falcons sit back. I mean, Falcons fans and all football fans sit back and they wonder. Now, we could be doing knee-jerk reactions to game one, and everything's going to balance out, and I believe that to be the case. But this is what we do, because this is America's passion. It ain't America's pastime. It's America's passion, man.
It is that.
And we become unreasonable with our takes and our thoughts and this and that, and we want this to happen because—
And we want it now.
Yeah, we want it now.
We don't want to see it. I think that's the big thing I got from last week. Oh, what's wrong with him? I'm like, it's 1 week, man. It's 1 week, and we don't play a division opponent until November 10th.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
You know, so
those division opponents we got to deal with, and it's that one. And of all the teams in the NFL, we're in the same division with the team with the biggest chip on their shoulder, and that's the Saints.
Yeah.
Right? Now,
but we didn't have anything to do with that.
No, I understand that.
We got nothing to do with that.
But they're going to take it out on everybody else, it looks like. And so we got to be prepared. It's not like anybody's scared of them, but you're still looking at them with a skunk eye going, okay, these guys are coming in with little something extra. Usually it's there because they're divisional, you know, matchup, and New Orleans and Atlanta feels the way they do about each other. But now you got this extra thing. They got two. I mean, I'm going to flip this to Buffalo Bills, or more locally here, the Braves. When you get right there to the mountaintop and then you lose it, what kind of intestinal fortitude must you have to come back the next year? And we saw it 14 times with the Braves. We saw it 4 times in a row in the NFL with the Bills. Falcons had a taste of it, all right?
True.
And now injuries kept them from getting there last year. But this Saints team, the last 3 years, got a taste of it and had it pulled away in a way that was like your girlfriend dumping you right there at prom.
That's what makes today's game interesting. Today, 425, Saints and Rams.
Yeah, but in L.A.
In L.A.
Again, we're going to be talking more. Listen, the next segment is what you want to be here for. Gil Tyree, up in Philadelphia, got no love for his local teams. He tells it like it is. We're going to have him next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Sam and Greg on the first day of the NFL, at least here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, yeah.
Falcons home opener is tonight. Pre-game starts at 6:20, kickoff at 8:20. If you can't make it in front of a TV, you can hear the game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wade Ford Show starts at 4:30 today with Andy Bunker and Hugh Douglas. And man, it's get you meal together. We just talked about those of you going to go out there and tailgate out at Mercedes-Benz.
Already over there.
You think so?
It's 9:23. Yeah. It's not even 9:30 this morning, but people have been looking forward to this game. And though they're going to be there until tonight, they're over there getting things.
Absolutely. Get the parking spot.
Already.
Yeah, it's like a NASCAR race. Before we get into tonight's game, what was your biggest takeaway from week one of the NFL action?
I think my biggest takeaway was just there were some teams that came out and, you know, looked like extended preseason. Some teams just didn't perform well. But obviously, I think what Russell said earlier in our show, the Monday night game was probably the best one of the week.
My takeaway was Hollywood Brown, the guy from the Ravens. And you know how I feel about Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
And what he's showing so far this year and making everybody eat their words because they didn't think the kid could pass. He was nothing but legs. But this rookie, wide receiver, he got clocked last week. He had two touchdowns. First rookie to have like two touchdowns in a game for more than 40 yards. All right. I don't know who keeps that stat, but somebody does. But it was the time that he was clocked at. 20 miles an hour.
Whoa.
Yeah. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he said that's not even his top speed, and he's coming off an ankle injury. You got to think about these Ravens moving forward, right? Because, I mean, that's 20 miles an hour. So let's say he can get up to 22. Usain Bolt, said this. I will never, ever, ever, ever forget this. When these guys are in the Olympics and they run the 100-meter dash, and Usain Bolt, of course, has won the last I don't know how many, and he was on a talk show and they asked him, do you know how fast you're going when you're in this race? And he goes, eh, not really. And they go, you're going 27 miles an hour. Those guys that are in that 100-meter race,
whoa,
they are going faster than the speed limit in residential areas. And this dude was at 20. That was my takeaway from last week. All right, let's bring him on here. I mean, this guy knows sports from coast to coast. He's tickled by that, Gil. But when we want to know Philadelphia anything, we go to our man, Gil Tyree. Hey, man. Gil.
How you doing? Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? And listen, you tell Steve Ewing, Sam and Greg, that yep. he needs to take care of you with Big Q at that tailgate party tonight.
All right, we'll do that. Over the Wade Ford tailgate, we'll make sure to do that. We'll make sure
exactly, the Wade Ford. You tell him that. You tell him I said it.
All right, Gil.
All right, now, Gil, before we yes, get sir. Your before we get your thoughts on this matchup and this Philadelphia team, we want to hear from the coach of the Eagles. And this was a question that was asked to him about playing this Falcons team. And here was his response. Well, we'll come back to that. I think we got it.
One, you know, we've been fortunate to have all those games here since I've been here. They've been home games for us. You know, they're a different team, obviously, when they play at home in front of their crowd, and he's very dynamic and electric, and they do some great things in that dome.
All right, Coach Doug Peterson of the Eagles talking about what times they've played the Falcons, and they've done them up in Philadelphia. Those guys being here make any difference in your mind?
I really believe so, Greg, simply because, like, you know, Doug was referring to, you know, 0-3, and those games have been played in Philadelphia. And here's the thing, and I think, you know, I shared this with you and Sam last week. I didn't like the body language from the Atlanta Falcons coming out of the Minnesota game. And I'm going to tell you this. This is the home opener. This is national TV. Matt Ryan wants to get this monkey off his back against his hometown team. And I'm going to tell you another thing. I'm going to give you the wild card in all of this. Mr. B is watching. Mr. B is watching. And I say that because, again, I'm concerned about, you know, Dan Quinn in that locker room. I'm also concerned at just the total body language that I'm seeing out of that football team. And I think they're going to be fired up today because, like I said, this is their home opener. Big crowd. You know how Atlanta feels about Philadelphia, and you know how Philadelphia feels about Atlanta. And I think this has all the makings of a great game tonight. And I really like the Falcons to win this thing. And I do think that Dirk Cutter and Matt Ryan will start getting on the same page. So we'll see.
Spending time on the WadeFord.com outline this morning with Gil Tyree from Philadelphia. All right, talk about the fact that this offensive line here in Atlanta is the thing they put a lot of emphasis on in the offseason. Philadelphia is going to bring a mad rush tonight. And we saw what happened last week with Matt.
Well, Sam, last week, I will say this. The Philadelphia pass rush was non-existent against the Redskins. And the thing about it is you guys lost a key member of your offensive line. And I also feel that, you know, with the fact that Malik Jackson, who was one of the big offseason signings for the Philadelphia Eagles during the offseason free agency, is out with a foot injury. Now, they have brought in Akeem Spence, who played for Miami last year, and will get a push. But here's the thing. We didn't hear Fletcher Cox's name called last week. We barely heard Brandon Graham. Derek Barnett was MIA. And that's pretty much your front going after Matt Ryan. And again, like I said, you know, you're playing in an environment where this is a desperate Falcons team that needs to get on track. You know the numbers. Greg knows the numbers. You really face an uphill climb going 0-2. And you saw what happened Thursday night with Carolina and Tampa Bay. Your division right now is one where people are starting to scramble a little bit. So all that being said, and I think all eyes will be on the Rams later today when they take on the New Orleans Saints. So all of that being said, it's important for the Falcons to win. But the Philadelphia Eagles pass rush last week was non-existent against the Rams, and they're going to have to step it up a little bit today.
Well, again, Gil Tyree joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You can put that on Jim Schwartz, your defensive coordinator, because this is a guy who doesn't like to blitz. So if that four-man rush doesn't get there, then you guys, you mentioned the names that didn't end up in the sack column last week. And having said that, this is when we need to see that combination of Devontae Freeman and play action pass from this offense. Because if these guys aren't coming at them from, you know, from each end, like Lawrence Taylor and all these great, you know, defensive ends, this is when the Falcons offense can hurt a Philadelphia defense, a defensive line most notably.
No question. And Greg, to piggyback on what you said, and you're spot on that, that secondary, the Eagles' secondary is vulnerable when the Eagles do not have a pass rush. And we've seen that. We saw that last week. Rasul Douglas struggle, Darby struggle. You know, they hope to get Mills to see some action tonight. All that being said, is the dangerous receivers that Atlanta has in Ridley, Julio Jones, and Mohamed Sanu, and I would even include Austin Hooper in that. They could have, and I'm, you mentioned, you know, with Devontae Freeman and what have you. I'm going to tell you what, I really feel like Hooper could have an impact on tonight's game because the Eagles linebackers are non-existent. And again, people, you talked about this in terms of Jim Schwartz and them being able to adapt to his system. Jim Schwartz has had success against Matt Ryan, no question. But that success has come at the link, not at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And it's and I'm going to tell you something. Matt Ryan grew up in this area. He's revered here. And he does not like the fact that he is 0-3 against his hometown team here in Philadelphia and would love to beat them tonight in Atlanta.
Please be tuning in time once again on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Gil Tyree. He is social. You can follow him at GT6135. At GT61. I got to give him your social, man, so they can check.
Thank you, Sam. And on Facebook, too. You and I and Greg, you know, we always commiserate.
We're doing that. That's about the offensive attack. You know, with Philadelphia, of course, they had to make the decision which quarterback they were going to go dancing with. Wentz is the guy. Thoughts about their offensive attack and what the Falcons are going to need to do tonight defensively?
Well, I would suspect that you're going to get a heavy dose of either Jordan Howard or Miles Sanders tonight because those two, they would like to get them going. DeSean Jackson was unbelievable last week. I would also suspect tonight that you could see, Zach Ertz getting a lot of touches tonight, and Dallas Goedert being involved as well. They would probably also like to get Aguilar involved. This is a team that has seen, at least in 1 week, in week one, saw the ability of having a healthy quarterback connect with his wide receivers. And DeSean Jackson against the Washington Redskins last week was lights out.
Yeah.
I really believe in my heart of hearts that it's imperative for Wentz to stay off the carpet tonight. It's imperative that they give him protection. But more importantly, I look for Atlanta to try to blitz and to rattle him in that dome. Now, the Eagles tried to simulate the noise this week in the NovaCare Center by practicing indoors. But, you can't replicate that in terms of what they're going to deal with tonight at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. No way.
So what do the Falcons have to do that Washington didn't do if they get out to a lead to keep their foot on the Eagles' necks?
Well, I think one thing, Greg, is they have to really dial it up in terms of their defensive pressure. And you know, we all know that Dan Quinn, the head coach, is basically calling the defensive plays for that team. He understands that pressure on Wentz. And I also would suspect that you got to be able to keep the Eagles at bay and not let them get started in terms of DeSean Jackson and also Aguilar, but even more important, or even Alshon Jeffrey, you got to find a way to neutralize their passing attack early, because if Wentz is able to get in rhythm, that could be a problem. That could be a big problem.
All right, spending time with Gil Tedder. You got a question?
Well, you know, we're going to wrap things up here in just a minute. So we're going to get your thoughts on one more Philadelphia team. We've got your thoughts on tonight's game with the Falcons. But come next baseball season, are the Phillies going to have themselves a new manager?
I think you're not only going to have a new manager, you can probably have a new general manager, too. This has been a disaster. You know, last night they lost 2-1 to Boston, and you have an 11-game road trip looking you straight in the head. First stop, Atlanta, and against the Braves at SunTrust Park. You guys, and I mean this, Greg, Sam, we talked about this all summer. Your Braves are model for how the National League East should look. And it starts with developing players, whether it's John Schuerholz, whether it's Alex Andropoulos, whether it's Bartholomew, whether it's Terry McGuirk, whether it's Bobby Cox. It's top to bottom. It's organization. The Philadelphia Phillies have an organizational problem. They're still caught up in this analytics mess, and they have been really, really a major disappointment, and they're done. And here's the thing, Greg. Pitching is on the general manager. You couldn't go out and get Keuchel. You signed Tommy Hunter. You signed David Robertson. You signed Pat Neshek, all knowing that they have injuries and they're not available to you. And you signed Arrieta to a big contract. And what has he done? Nothing. So this is it. I suspect that John Middleton, the owner, and the managing partner will clean house at the end of the season. I think Charlie Manuel coming in was probably a harbinger for things to come, because I think he gets in that clubhouse and he finds out what's going on. And ultimately, it falls on all the players. And you know that. They have to be held accountable. And this manager and this general manager have not brought that to the table at all.
See, I knew if the Eagles weren't going to push his buttons, if I mentioned the Phillies, they would. So, as you said, you always deliver, man. So, in other words, in a nutshell, Joe Girardi's going to be wearing a Philadelphia Phillies uniform next year.
I will not say Joe Girardi. I'm going to throw a name out at you. How about Joe Madden? How about Joe Madden?
Hey.
I like that.
Now, you know, both of y'all need to go someplace. Leave Joe alone.
I like that. He needs to leave Chicago.
Joe Madden grew up the road in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. He's revered here. He was not re-signed, not given a contract extension by the Cubs.
He still got
a job. And, you know, Joe Girardi is tailor-made for the Cubs. I mean, he grew up in the Chicago area, went to Northwestern. So that makes sense.
And no, it don't make sense. I would definitely see
Joe Madden as a possibility with the Philadelphia Phillies. Definitely. And let him bring in his own people in terms of his GM and what have you. Give him total control.
Now he's pushing my button. You got to go now, Gil. You got to go. You're taking my Cubs manager. Anyway, as always, man, we appreciate
you,
man. Gil.
Great to have you.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Have a great game down there. Make sure Steve Ewing takes care of you at that Wade Ford tailgate.
All right, there you go. Look at Gil getting the sponsor's name in and everything. Gil Tyree, Sam and Greg here. Again, the Wade Ford Show, 4:30 with Andy Bunker and Hugh Douglas as we get ready for opening night. Well, home opener. The Atlanta Falcons.
In prime time.
We're going to give you our final thoughts on this NFL Sunday, or what is it?
It's a game day Sunday.
Thank you. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Our guys just, I don't want to say they played differently, but, you know, they just get after them and they put pressure on them. And anytime you do that to quarterbacks and disrupt their timing, you can cause turnovers, incomplete passes, move them off his spot, whatever it is, you know, we've been able to do that.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam, it is Greg. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
That was Eagles coach Doug Peterson. Did you hear little sound behind him?
Yeah, what was that?
That was water. That was people in boats parasailing and doing all kinds of beach stuff and drinking, and that was Lake Tahoe.
Ah.
It was out there. He couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah.
And he was actually being picked up. It's kind of a James Bond thing. He got off the golf course. I was in the area getting sound from these different guys. And, you know, by the way, you and I have, everybody up here has done that. Everybody has done commando reporting.
Oh, yeah.
But you and I have done it most recently. You following Georgia State, and I go out there and talk to these guys. And some of them are so-and-sos. Aaron Rodgers. And some of them are very, very nice. And Coach Peterson couldn't have been more accommodating, especially when I told him the station I was with and that, you know, these guys are going to be playing each other. And so he walked for about, 5 minutes down to this area where he was being picked up the entire time talking to Dukes and Bell.
Okay.
And gave some great comments. So anyway, that was Coach Doug Peterson talking about how those guys play against Matt Ryan.
Okay.
And maybe, you know, when you go up against some of the top quarterbacks, how they kind of dial it up a little bit. I don't know that that's something you really want to admit to because you want to be at a high level all the time.
All the time, right, right.
But for whatever reason. And of course, they've been playing them up in Philly. So, can I just say one more thing on what Gil said last segment about the Philadelphia Phillies going after Joe Maddon? While I don't even want to hear that or entertain Joe not being there with the Cubs, that means the Cubs would be out of it. But
you think so?
If he's gone, that means they haven't achieved. And Theo Epstein, listen, there's a reason Theo Epstein is Theo Epstein. He ain't playing. He'll play for a little while, but he give you rope. But given what this team is supposed to be, if they underachieve, he's going to move on. And he's got the hardware where nobody's going to question him about
it. Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
The first thing he's going to do is get rid of Jake Arrieta. Because that's the reason he's not a Cub anymore. So if Maddon goes up to Philly, Jake, come in my office for a minute. And he's going to send him, you know, down to Tampa Bay or something. But you heard Gil Tyree talking about that.
Yeah.
You know, there's, you know, nothing this year. Yeah. Anyway, get ready for tonight's game again. Falcons and Eagles, home opener for the Falcons. Mr. Crenshaw figures that the tailgating has already started out at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and I would probably agree
Absolutely.
With you.
Absolutely. And notice how Gil kept telling to say, you know, tell Steve Ewing over there, Wade Ford.
Remember in his days from broadcasting,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But everybody knows Steve. Steve's one of the biggest sports fans in town, so we thank him for sponsoring New York Sports Radio 929 The Game.
If you can't watch the game, you can hear it right here, of course. Pregame starts at 6:20. 8:20 is kickoff, Falcons and Eagles, of course. And the Wade Ford Show, you were just talking about, starts at 4:30 today.
Yeah.
Andy Bunker and Hugh Douglas. But because it's a night game where we would normally have that show following us, we have some other shows before that. And I want to take a second and not only acknowledge you being here and the hours that you've been burning it at both ends, Mr. Crenshaw. You were at Georgia State the last 36 hours, flew in, and the guy you were with is up next.
Yeah.
With Rob Tribble, and that's Harper LeBar.
Harper LeBar.
I knew somebody named Matt LeBar growing up, I swear. Harper LaBelle.
Harper LaBelle. It's coming up next.
Harper, sorry! But both of you guys are on fumes right now.
Yeah.
So this is just going to be a special environment there tonight and throughout the day. So we're going to have a presence out there. Look for the 92.9 The Game tent, if you will.
We'll be there.
Big Mike and the crew will be out there.
Right.
And it's just going to be a special day. Enjoy the game. But before we get on out of here, one more shot at some jobs. We have got a casting call up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.